Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Únese al equipo de BD en Columbus, Nebraska. Estamos contratando para múltiples posiciones con elegibilidad de bonos de inicio de trabajo. Nuestro plan de beneficios integral comienza para todos los empleados en su primer día, incluyendo los planes de seguro de bajo o ningún costo para algunas posiciones, las oportunidades de crecimiento de la carrera y más. BD está hecho para lo que viene en la salud y su carrera. Solicite hoy en jobs.bd.com. Jobs.bd.com.
It is your instant match reaction for Manchester United 1, Everton 1, a result I didn't think Everton were capable of getting today, but those players and that manager went there and believed and they performed and they could have won it in the end. They really could have snatched that at Old Trafford today. Joining me, you might be able to hear some blustering and some traffic in the background. I am down in London, but I would have given absolutely anything to be in that away end today. Les Robertson, Rob Vera, join me. Les, you were like me and quite downbeat about this game. Didn't really think we were going to have a chance of getting anything, but the other lads dug in today, didn't they?
Yeah, it was much better than the 4-0 half I've been predicting all week. Honestly, all credit to the and the players. They were absolutely outstanding there today. You could see from the quality that United brought on off the bench, the difference in what the two managers have got available to them. And I think Everton just went away and did the perfect away performance at Old Trafford there. Not the perfect results, but under the circumstances and what I was expecting, I would have taken that a kick-off all day. I thought they were all absolutely brilliant. Couldn't fault a man at all there.
Yeah, Rob, me and you were texting each other about an hour in, sort of saying that, you know, we're losing this, but they're doing all right. They're doing probably about as well as they could. And I think from that point on, really, at a point in the game, we'd expect Everton to fade away and not really have much with United bringing on their big hitters off the bench. It was sort of the opposite way around, wasn't it? It was like Everton grew into the game. And like Decore, who I want to speak about a lot today because he was just utterly magnificent for the entire 90 minutes. But I think in that last half an hour, it was Everton who had the better chances to go on and win that game.
Yeah, I think if Everton had gone on to win the game, it would have been a fair result. I feel like a draw, given everything we saw today, was completely fair and probably a minimum result. I would have been a little more heartbroken with a loss after that period of time that you just described when we were talking. I mean, that was the thing, is I wasn't quite like Les in terms of thinking this would be a heavy defeat, but I even said on Kickabout a couple of days ago that I felt like this was ripe for a kind of a 2-0, 2-1 sort of moral victory defeat, if that makes sense. But man, I think I've come away from this semi-blown away, if you will. I know that sounds a bit hyperbolic for a draw, but I think you could make the argument that this was their best performance of the season, given all of the context. Once again, missing your two best attacking players, you know, the injuries that this side have suffered, the bench that Everton had to bring into a game like this, Anthony Gordon starting a game. It just all felt kind of like, you know, on paper that there was really not much that they could hope to get out of this. But once again, we have seen this collective group group rise to the occasion. Once again, we've seen them excel in the second half, which has become a recurring theme with this squad for the beginning of this season. And this is the sort of greater than the sum of their parts Everton that we just have not seen in so long. I think that as they continue to put up performances like these, you have to go back further and further into the Moyes years, probably to recall a side that played as cohesively and for one another as this. All the critiques we've had over the last few years, and rightly so, of guys who were passengers, guys who were hiding, there's none of that with this group. To your point, Matt, and we'll talk about it, Abdoulaye Doucouré is just an incredible in kind of spearheading this overall effort in the, you know, from the midfield forward. And then of course Townsend and Gray and Allen, and really, there were impressive performances all over the pitch today. It's hard for me to even really pick anyone to be overly critical of, just because I thought to a man they all just gave maximum effort and played for one another and were just persistently in the face of the United players. So I came away hugely impressed. If we get this kind of effort moving forward for the rest of the season, this sort of cohesiveness, this sort of never say die attitude, if you will, this is going to be a team that's way more successful than any of us, including myself, thought they would be.
I think you're on mute, Matt.
Sorry, I had a bit of an issue with the mute button there, but Rob, I was going to ask you, before we talk about anything, talk me through your movements and your thought processes when Yerry Mina took that ball all the way to the back post and it looked as though he'd won it.
First of all, I want to tell you that before the game today, I thought, you know, what if there's some kind of late corner situation and Yerry Mina gets on the end of one to somehow pull out a win for us and what have you. Now, obviously, that was not exactly what happened here, but to I think the point you're making, I just about died. I had to kind of revive myself by, you know, banging my fist against my chest to get my heart beating again. I think when I saw the goal, I was in my heart of hearts, I'm like, I think that's offside. But then when they didn't immediately call it and then he goes to dance, I'm like, can I believe this? Can I believe this? And I knew I was on a delay. And so I went immediately to my WhatsApp group, just trying to see if anyone had a more recent view of what was going on. And then you started to see the replays. It was clearly offside. It would have been an incredible moment, but that's just a testament, I guess, in a weird way to how, while that was disappointing, I was so impressed by the overall effort today, and I just can't be too mad about it. I think Tom Davis could have shot that, maybe should have shot that. I think that Yerry Mina, you can say, and I think I get the idea that, well, he needs to try and hold his line a little bit more to not be offside. But I think you've got two players who are in
He's a centre back, to be fair.
That's what I was saying. Around, really, Davis and Mina are not accustomed to being in a position like that, and so I think that it was just they just couldn't get it quite right. But I just about died, Matt, as you can imagine.
Les, let's dive in straight into Abdoulaye Doucouré, as Rob mentioned there, and just utterly ridiculous today. And I think on so many of the post-matches we've done recently where we've spoken about him, we've said about how he's played like really well for like 10, 15 minute spells, and that's been enough for us to get results from the game. But I think today, from minute zero to minute 95 or whatever it was at the end, he was on it for the whole game. And you sort of get to a point with him now where when he picks the ball up in space, like midway inside our own half, you're thinking, we can get a chance here because he can carry the ball forward so fast. And, you know, I'm sure we'll come to talk about the goal in a bit more detail later, but the technique he showed and the quick feet he showed to get that from his left foot onto his right foot and then play Townsend, then it was obscene, wasn't it? And, you know, I put on Twitter just after the game there that I don't think there's many better central midfield players, orthodox central midfield players in the league at the moment. He is playing that well, and he just absolutely bossed that Manchester United midfield from start to finish today, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and playing in a two as well, which, you know, midfielders can get overrun when there's just the two of them in the pitch. But I think Allen and Doucouré at the minute is just working so well together. We Corey's basically doing the job of two players. We talked about Idrissa Gueye in the week and how good he was at Everton, and he was sort of being two places at once. The Corey's a bit like that. At the minute, he's absolutely everywhere. And, he's just another fast option to break, isn't he? I think he said at the start of the season, Benitez has sort of taken the shackles off and said, look, get forward as much as you can, because he's got a shot on him, he's got an eye for a pass, and he can just carry the ball so far forward so quickly. He's just a threat all over the pitch. I think that ball through to Townsend for the goal, it was weighted so perfectly that Townsend actually got the chance to take a touch before hitting it in. Which, if that ball's not absolutely perfect to him, he's probably got to hit that in his stride straight away. But for him to be able to take that touch and start it past the keeper, it was a wonderful goal, and very rare to see Everton counter-attack like that, especially somewhere like Old Trafford.
I suppose the thing is, Rob, it's becoming less and less rare, isn't it, that Everton counter-attack like that? You know, we are getting more and more accustomed to seeing a load of lads leg it down the pitch really fast and score a goal at the end of it.
Well, and to do that without two of what many would argue would be our best counter-attacking, suitable players, right, in Richarlison and Calvert-Lewin, I think that the presence that Gray and Townsend bring to this thing in terms of their ability to bust out on the break, get in good positions. I mean, that's the kind of thing that when you add when you give Decore the remit to get involved in the attack, and get in the box and to get forward, it really enables him to shine, because I think that the interplay between those three is something that we've begun to see more consistently. And I think once again, it's the difference between plan and personnel. I mean, I think there's been this idea over the years that, well, Everton are going to have to try and set up for the counterattack. But the problem has been that they really just didn't have enough of those players. Even when Richarlison and Calvert-Lewin were playing, were fit, it was always a case where, Calvert-Lewin didn't always seem to be comfortable once he got to a certain point in the counterattack. Richarlison would need to get that final ball in. I think you've got guys who are more accustomed to making those types of moves and that sort of interplay. And I think once you add Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison back to that, I think it will make it even more dangerous on the whole to be able to have players who seem to kind of be comfortable and know what to do and know how to pounce in those situations. I think that's really what Everton have been missing. I don't think that just having those, two fast players up front has been enough. Now you've got players who not only have the pace, and obviously Gray's got pace for days, but it's that ability to sort of know on the counterattack beyond just your pace, what positions to get into. I think that was the thing that was so impressive about that goal, the work that Gray did, and then obviously Decore being able to weight that pass perfectly to a wide, what ended up being kind of a wide open Anders Townsend. And granted, you caught him on the break there, but he got into a perfect position for that goal, slotted it home comfortably. And once again, every time Townsend scores, none of those goals have felt really fluky. I mean, you can argue that the golazo he scored is something that you're going to rarely see, and that's fine. But he always seems to pick good positions. He seems to know at all times how to best put himself in the types of areas that are going to make him an attack. Attacking threat and good finishing positions, all the things that you want. So it's just been such an added dimension to this entire attack, not to mention all of those kind of intangible things that guys like Townsend and Gray have brought to this side in terms of character and tracking back and just the consistent motors that these guys have. It's just been like a breath of fresh air to be able to watch this side actually not only have a plan to counterattack, but now have a true ability to do so.
I think as well, as we were speaking, I can't remember which show it was on, but me and Rob, I think it was me and Rob on Subs Weekly actually, about how the goals against Norwich were sort of great, because all the plays that had sort of been key to the start of the season for us had all contributed in Gray, Townsend and Decore. Just after we had that against Norwich at the weekend, we had literally those three lads linking up and scoring a great goal at Old Trafford. And I think what I really liked about that goal is it's not just the pace that Everton get forward, because I think it's easy to pack your side with loads of fast players and get them to leg it down the pitch, but every single one of them picks the right pass, don't they, at every single time. Gray holds it and holds it and holds it. and a laser off at the right time. Decore could easily panic there with three United players around him. Shows his quality, shows his skill. And then Townsend takes his time, doesn't match the shot. And I think a good thing about Townsend, which I didn't really realise, is that he's actually good with really both feet. I mean, you sort of imagine him being this fellow who cuts in from the right-hand side with his left foot and tries to slam shots in from distance, but he's been taking corners with his right foot. He's been scored it. I've stuck it really well with his right foot today as well, didn't he?
Yeah, well, that was it. When he was taking those corners with his right foot the other week, I was trying to work out, is he left or right-footed? It's just slightly obvious that he's left-footed, but there's not much between the two. And you can see that he's a fella who, throughout his career, he's put the hard work in, and he's still putting the hard work in, and he's absolutely loving playing football at the minute. That celebration, by the way, he's just been on the telly, sort of not apologising for it, but saying, you know, didn't mean any disrespect there. Absolutely wonderful, though, wasn't it?
I mean, I was just thinking, like, oh, Ronaldo's obviously going to score now, make us look like dickheads. that's where I'm into then.
That's what normally happens, isn't it? But yeah, just go back to the overall goal. I think it had a little bit of everything because Damari Gray did really well to win back possession. I'm not sure he was shoved off the ball, but whoever their player was over that side, he just shoved them off, held the ball up, as you say, let Decore go at the right minute. Then he sort of sent two players, let Townsend go at the right minute, and he slotted it away. It was just a really, really good quality goal. The kind of goal you expect. I mean, all week I've been harking back to the 90s games against United because I was genuinely terrified today. It was the sort of goal United always used to score against us. Mm. We'd have a corner, they'd pick it up and they'd be absolutely lightening up the pitch. But as you say, it wasn't just the speed of the attack, it was the quality of it. Everything was absolutely perfect about it. And you know, it was absolutely no less than we deserved from that game because it was a perfect away performance. It's a shame we didn't come away with all the 3 points. I think you said 1-0, didn't you, Matt? Yerry Mina in injury time.
I think I said 1-1 and Yerry Mina scoring like later that, yeah.
And I was saying, like, oh my God, I would give anything to see him dancing after scoring the winner or the equaliser down the Stretford end. It was so close, but, you know, we can't argue with the points. It was an absolutely fantastic performance from everyone.
Yeah.
I think that goal as well, Rob, it's one of them where at the start of the movie, you sort of sat in your seat and you gradually get higher and higher and further away from your chair as you're watching it because you realise something marvellous might be happening here in a few seconds.
Yeah, in terms of not the offside goal, I guess, but yeah, no, the Townsend goal. Yeah, that's the thing is that really when you went back just even a few seconds before the goal, I wasn't really convinced that anything was going to come of it. How Gray was able to kind of get the ball out of there after, you know, he had a couple of defenders surround him, I thought was just so impressive. And again, it's that thing I talked about before that I think so much is made, and rightly so, of pace being such an integral part of counterattacking football. But it's also poise in those little moments, in those situations. Counterattacking goals generally have, you know, they have several mothers, usually, if that makes sense, in that they are, it's not just about that final pass. It's about the work that goes into, you know, to springing that initial movement downfield, the holdup play, et cetera. But to your point, yeah, I was kind of like, okay, I'm watching this, nothing's going on. And then I did I absolutely, like you described, found myself kind of standing, kind of, you know, just kind of contorting myself. I am so glad there's no camera on me when these games are going on. It's incredible. And it's an incredible physical experience. But yeah, that was certainly my experience watching that. And I think it's going to be one that I'm going to go back and watch several times over the weekend.
Wonderful. Just one other player, some other players wanted to mention, Rob, actually, you put about them on Twitter. The two centre-backs today played really well. And
yeah.
I was just sort of thinking, like, during that game that, you know, we speak a lot about we need, you know, Godfrey in there, maybe Holgate in there. We need to mix and match with you know, players who are pacey and players who are dominant and powerful. But something sort of came to my head that what you've been saying in the week, and it's just to say that regardless of whether we need balance in there, whether we need pace in there, you know, anything that happens, that at the moment, Keane and Meehan just sort of still feel like our best option at the back, and we look the most secure, I think, when they both play at the back.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've been, you know, Everton Twitter has been trying to break up this pairing for years, and yet they just keep finding their way back to one another somehow. And I think the difference now is just the fact that they're also getting such incredible, holding play and defensive play in front of them, you know, from the midfield players. I mean, I don't think it's any coincidence that these guys are excelling because A, they're more fit, but B, having Allen putting in the shift that he is, I think really complements their games really well. But yeah, once again, I thought Yerry Mina was incredible today. I thought Michael Keane was, bar the moment where, oh gosh, who was it for United who almost had the headed goal there at the very beginning, kind of close to the beginning? I don't know why I'm blanking.
Cavani.
Yeah. Other than that little moment there, Pickford made a nice save on that. I mean, I think that you'd have to really be squinting to find problems with them. But Matt, to your point, those two on paper, I think we get obsessed with this idea that a center half pairing to us has to look a certain way. It has to have one player who's like this, one player is like that. And we get kind of obsessed with the notion of the quote ideal to the point where we begin to sort of, it skews the way that we actually look at the reality in front of our eyes. And the reality is that Keane and Mina, in the vast, vast majority of use cases in the Premier League, are a really, really effective partnership. I've even thought that maybe it would ultimately be Mina and Godfrey. Maybe it will be at some point, but right now, given the injuries to Coleman, given some of the circumstances that they have in the squad in terms of just depth at certain positions, Mina and Keane just continue to shine in these scenarios. I think that. I think in general, just their ability to kind of take away one dimension of the game, especially from an aerial point of view, that part is kind of something you expect. But I'd also say, just in general, their overall activity in the box, their blocks, their interceptions, last ditch defensive plays and tackles. I mean, I think it's all been really, really good. But this is the best the most in command I've seen Yerry Mina look while he's been at Everton. I think that Rafa Benitez has done a good job of making sure that no players who have struggled too much have gone too far into a negative trend. I think Michael Keane was obviously a little shaky at the beginning of the season, but I said before that for all of the kind of backbiting about who the best pairing was, I think we always have known you'd need to have three really top class center halves to have a successful season. I think Godfrey is going to get there. I think he was. I know that some will say he was at fault for the goal today. I thought that was more a case of United just kind of beating us with a quality moment there. But I think Godfrey is getting there. I think he had some good moments today too. But ultimately, Keane and Mina right now seem to have a real chemistry, a real command. There's good communication out there. And I think Rafa Benitez deserves some credit for really kind of empowering some of those guys to be vocal leaders out there, to constantly be coached throughout the entirety of the game. And I think that they take that confidence with them in terms of knowing their role, knowing the plan, knowing where they need to be at all times. And when you get guys that are already talented, playing with confidence and playing with authority, you get better results. And I think that's what we're seeing so far. Bar the Villa result in general, I think the defense has generally been our strength this season overall. And so it's been very impressive.
Just on Godfrey's part in United's goal there, I think that's what you get when you play a centre-back at right-back. He was caught out of position, but if you're a centre-back, your immediate thought is to get into the middle of the pitch. So it's easy for a centre-back to leave that sort of right-back duty to slip. If it slips out of his head momentarily, he can leave a player out wide like he did there. So he was at fault. It's perfectly understandable. I mean, the speed they broke at again there, and the fact that he just got dragged a little bit inside, he wasn't fully out of position, but just enough for them to take advantage. I can fully understand how that happened. More of a problem with the squad and not being able to play a right back there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Les makes a good point. Like, I'm trying to have a little grace for Ben Godfrey, given what he's been coming back from and obviously playing out of position. I think it's different than when Holgate has been in one of those positions, just because I think Godfrey's a better player and can compensate a little bit more for, you know, being out of position at times because of his athleticism. But I think Godfrey is going to learn in moments like these. And I do think that we can go back and Les and Mark and I talked about this. I mean, you can have the kind of compartmental discussion about the squad construction and the mistakes that were clearly made. But I think this squad has really taken on this sort of notion that once the window closed, like, you know, there are no like other heroes coming. Every one of these players has looked at themselves in the mirror and said that they've kind of proclaimed that they have to be the solution. And I think that that tone and that accountability has been set by the manager. But you will see players playing out of position. You're going to see some you know, physical or mental mistakes occasionally, but all you really want to see is consistent effort and accountability. And I do generally think you're going to get that. But to Les's point, I can concede that Ben Godfrey had a bit of a role there in the goal. But ultimately, I think he's going to continue to improve as his fitness improves.
Yeah, magnificent points. I think overall, credit to Anthony Gordon as well. He played really well, being dropped into to the starting 11. I was a bit of a surprise there, but
hey, Matt, really quick. I want to say, I don't want to end without really harping on that point, because we talked pretty extensively the last couple of weeks, I know on Kickabout about this too. But, you know, guys like Anthony Gordon, who really were buried by Carlo Ancelotti, getting a chance in a scenario like this. To prove himself. I thought Gordon was fantastic today. I think he deserves a lot of credit. And I think, frankly, the club have got to, you know, use these opportunities to play their young players just purely for their development. Whether they play great or not is almost beside the point, because the only way they're going to get better and the only way Everton are going to know what they have in these players is to see them play in big moments like these. I thought Gordon was really up to the task today.
Yeah, yeah. I thought he's ace as well. So just quickly for me, one thing. There's a clip gone up of Andros Townsend walking over to Cristiano Ronaldo at the end, patting him on the back, and Ronaldo tells him to go away by the look of it and won't talk to him. That one's really boiled there.
Yeah, if that divvy's unhappy, then it makes it even better, doesn't it? Oh, so
great stuff.
Lovely.
Wonderful stuff. Great point for the Blues. Really good point for the Blues there at Old Trafford. Don't think anyone really thought the other end of this today, but like I said at the start, credit to these lads, credit to this manager. Hope everyone has a good weekend. It is the international break, of course, but we will be reflecting a lot on that performance and a wonderful start to the season for the team. Cheers to Rob. Cheers to Les. That's been your instant match reaction for United 1, Everton 1. Up those toppies.
Northern Tool and Equipment isn't just a store. It's a problem solver's paradise. Fully stocked with the right professional-grade tools and fully staffed with experts who have the right answers. Problem solved.
Northern Tool and Equipment Summer Sale is on now. Stop in and save up to 50% on pressure washers, sprayers, generators, fans, lawn and garden equipment, and more. Hundreds of deals in-store or at northerntool.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.